Thank you for calling Department of Public Health Criminal Rights Hotline. My name is Bacardi. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I said, yes, I am. I'm calling for one in Dallas County down in Selma, Alabama.
And that is a testing site. I just have to clarify. A lot of people get it mixed up with the vaccine.
Oh, no. I ain't trying to do the vaccine.
Okay. Okay, you said Dallas.
Yes, ma'am.
Selma. Nah, I was born in Selma, so.
Were you?
I was.
I just got here yesterday, and it was bad already. I'm just trying to figure out. I said I had an incident with the rental car trying to take it back to Montgomery, and a tire in the middle of 80 caused me to blow the tire out and tip some and had to have a car towed. I'm like, really, my first day here, and this is what happened?
Yes, ma'am. Well, everything's okay, though. You had it taken care of?
Yeah, yes and no. I've been trying to reach the rental company, and they closed at 5 o'clock. I got there yesterday at 10 after 5, and then there was nobody there. So I'm like, so what does that mean? So I'm trying to call a number, can't get through on the phone. So I said, forget it. I came home, took a nap, and woke up this morning, started calling after 10. And then I got hung up on, like, twice. I was on hold, and the call just dropped. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to call them no more today. I'll call them tomorrow.
Okay, because that's definitely sounds like impatience to me.
It's, like, stressful trying to call people behind an incident like that where I could have flipped over and died, you know.
It is. But, I understand.
You know, you're trying to get to the bottom of it, and lady, like, well, I got to transfer you to this department or whatever for a roadside emergency. I'm like, well, why? She said, because it's a case that happened roadside. So I'm like, okay, so I need to find out what I need to do because I called a state trooper, so they took a report. I might need to get a copy. Somebody walked by and, you know, stopped to see if I was okay. And he took pictures of the scene and, you know, big old tire and asked for my number and sent them to me. So now I got proof if I need to submit it, you know. But that's why I'm
yes, ma'am.
Frustrating.
Well, now you're trying to get tested. So,
yeah.
Sounds like a stressful week.
It is. And I just got here, too. I was trying to have an enjoyable week.
But, where is my thing? Okay, so it says the Carter Drug Company. Are you familiar with Selma at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure. But
yeah, I live off and on. This is my other home.
Okay, that makes sense.
My granddaughter wants me to move back to Florida, but they're in Montgomery, and I have another fourth grandson's in Michigan, so I just left the ones in Michigan. And usually when I come across state line, I like to check in before I go around everybody and make sure everything's good. My mother's 77. She had the virus last year. I nursed her back to health and went back to Michigan. So Easter break now, I come down to kind of spend some time with her.
Okay. But it says Carter Drug, Dallas Avenue Pharmacy, the health department.
Carter Drugs is a testing site?
It says it is. I didn't think it was, but
that's what it got there.
Yes.
I can call them and see because I need to pick up a prescription anyway. Call them or the health department and see because I normally go over to the what's that one over there, the clinic that they just built about 2 years ago right there in front of Walmart, Main Street.
Yes, Main Street. Main Street's doing it too.
Oh, they still doing it. Okay, so I might go over there. I go over there and I think the last time I was there was early February, or late January. So I'm an essential worker back home with school, and I don't have time to be playing. Pack those lunches, and I want to make sure the kids are safe, and all the seniors are safe.
Yeah, but I would probably go to one that already has, like, me and they system, to avoid all the paperwork and stuff.
Yeah, last year when they first came out with it, me and Mom went last year in April, and 2 weeks later I left, and I go back to Michigan, and then my brother called me and told me at the end of the month she got it, and I'm like, okay, well, how'd she get it? She was okay a minute ago. I don't know if it's a test or maybe she did something while I was gone because I told her don't be going nowhere by herself. You know, stay at home because, you know, she's susceptible. She had a quadruple bypass and she's older, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But I'll check with, what's her name? I'll probably get up in the morning about 5 or 6 and go online and schedule an appointment with some people we see it.
And you know, call your rental car company again.
Oh yeah, I called them too, cause they I mean, it's like it's close to 5 o'clock, but there's no way I could make it up there in the next 20 minutes. Not that I would try, cause I drove all the way up there yesterday after waiting over 2 hours for a tow truck, and it's 5:10, and the sign on the counter said they closed at 5, and it was really nobody there, and Enterprise wasn't trying to help nobody. I'm like, all I need to do is fill out an incident form. I try to call them and do it over the line, and then, you know, it's just crazy. So I'll try them first thing in the morning, too. So I appreciate you reminding me about that.
Sound like a long day ahead of you, so good luck.
Well, if we can get all this out the way, then maybe I can enjoy the last few days before time to go back north.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I thank you. What was your name, hon?
Bacardia.
Bacardia with a B?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to the store and get some Bacardia and think of you. You enjoy the rest of your evening and continue to be safe. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
You too, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health. Enjoy your day.
Thank you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.